For KBIA News, I'm Grant Sunison. Governor Jay Nixon announced yesterday that 21 Missouri organizations will receive more than $4 million in AmeriCorps funding, including the Missouri College Advising Corps in Columbia, which received more than $500,000 in federal grants. The MCAC trains recent MU graduates on the college process and places them in partner high schools where they serve as near-peer college advisors. MCAC Executive Director Beth Tankersley Bankhead says the program has been a great success since its inception in 2007.
What we know is that college-going rates in our partner schools, on average, have increased over 10% compared to a baseline before we partnered with those schools.
The MCAC plans to use part of the grant money to expand its program from 26 to 37 high schools and from 25 to 40 advisors. The Mule Skinners Democratic Party of Columbia held a meeting today to discuss the future of Medicaid expansion. Brendan Cassette of the Missouri Primary Care Association talked about the importance of passing Medicaid expansion. He stressed that it's imperative everyone has health insurance, whether it's through employment or federally sponsored health insurance.
The more people that have health insurance, the more cost that the rest of the public doesn't have to absorb, because you're paying for health care for these folks one way or the other, and we might as well do it in the most efficient way.
Cassette also stressed the need for Missourians to be educated on what Medicaid expansion is and how it will help the state overall. Today, a Cole County judge denied a death row inmate's request to order the state to immediately turn over records on the lethal drugs that will be injected into him. As Chris McDaniel reports, the ruling makes it likely that the inmate will be dead before a full trial could take place.
Inmate John Winfield sued the Missouri Department of Corrections for not handing over records on the execution drug and its supplier. His lawsuit is similar to numerous others that allege the DOC has violated open records law. Judge John Beadham declined a request to force the state to turn over the records and says a full trial must occur first. In his order, he wrote, quote, balance is protected by providing a process, a lawsuit, and a judgment before compelling disclosure when there's a dispute. The prospect of having a full trial could be problematic for Winfield, as he's scheduled to be put to death on June 18th, likely before a full trial could be completed. I'm Chris McDaniel.
Columbia could soon have developments southwest of town for new housing and possibly even a public park. The Planning and Zoning Commission approved a request from Crockett Engineering last night to annex about 130 acres of mostly woodlands at the southeast corner of Route K and Old Plank Road. Crockett applied for permanent zoning of a large one-family dwelling district and a planned unit development. Partner Tim Crockett says he's confident the rezoning will prove beneficial for the city.
We're pleased for approval. You know, we think it's a good development. We think it's a great location. We think that it was planned years in advance with regard to utility being provided for the area.
The Planning and Zoning Commission will now send the request to the Columbia City Council. For KBIA News, I'm Grant Sunison.